You're listening to the MIAA Insider for Wednesday, June 7th, 2017. The MIAA Insider is brought to you by Pipcraft Printing, the official printer of the MIAA, and also by Hasty Awards, the official award provider of the MIAA. We take you back to the MIAA Awards celebration, where we talk to Ken B. Jones Award winners Natalie O'Keefe and Kyle Zimmerman. We talk to former Ken B. Jones Award winners Lindsay Letow and Tyler Paul, who were inducted into the Hall of Fame. All that and more on this week's MIAA Insider. We had a chance on the red carpet to talk to Kyle Zimmerman and Natalie O'Keefe before they went in and were named the MIAA Ken B. Jones Award winners.
Welcome into the 2017 MIAA Awards ceremony tonight, as I'm joined by right now one of the Ken B. Jones Award finalists, senior quarterback from the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, Kyle Zimmerman. Kyle, thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate you having me.
To be a Ken B. Jones Award finalist, what does that mean to you?
It's a huge honor, you know, just to be mentioned with a lot of the great athletes in this league. You know, there's been so many great performances by so many different individuals, and just be able to be in the same sentence as some of those people, it's just extremely humbling, and it's a special honor.
You guys win your second straight national championship at Sporting Park there in Kansas City, Kansas. Do you have it at this point penciled into your guys' schedule that you're going to make it that far?
We try to. That's a goal every year, but obviously it's a lot of hard work. It starts right at the beginning when we get back from winter break. Those guys have already getting started. They got their mind and their goal set to get back there again, I'm sure. And it's just something that, you know, every college athlete dreams of winning a national championship, and it's just something that we've been fortunate enough to do a couple times while I've been there.
Talk about the differences between the team 2 years ago that won it as opposed to this year's team that won it.
Definitely. Obviously, every year you have, you know, new guys, new pieces and stuff. Guys got to find their mold, where they fit in and stuff, new identity for the team. I think just, you know, the biggest thing we have there is guys just buy into the fact of, you know, where they fit into the puzzle and stuff like that. And, you know, no one guy is bigger than another guy on the team, and everyone understands that. And we just work together. And I think that's just the greatest thing about Northwest is everyone just buys into that aspect.
Last thing here, I'm sure you've got a couple family members or anybody in the audience tonight or watching this that you'd like to thank. I'll give you the floor to thank those people.
There's so many people to thank for this. I think some of them obviously are my parents, my sisters. They've been there by my side the whole time. The whole support staff at Northwest, from the administrators, the coaching staff, all my teammates, they've been unbelievable. I couldn't ask for a better group of guys to do this with. I owe a lot of my success to all of them, and just all the people that have pushed me along the way. I'm just so grateful for those individuals, and I can't thank you enough.
There we are, Ken B. Jones Award finalist Kyle Zimmerman joining us here.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Welcome into the 2017 MIAA Awards Banquet, as I'm pleased to be joined right now with Natalie O'Keefe, who is a Ken B. Jones Award finalist. Natalie, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little about being an award finalist for the Ken B. Jones.
I'm really just honored and humbled to be here. I've been able to compete with Brittany and Emmeline, who are also finalists, for the past 4 years, and they're just phenomenal athletes, so I'm honored just to be nominated with them.
Talk about your indoor season this past year. You come away with a national title. Talk about that great one.
Yeah, I was actually maybe more excited for indoor conference. I PR'd for the first time since my freshman year, so that was really exciting. And then our women's track team at SBU, we came away second place at conference, and that was super exciting because we only took 13 girls, and I think we averaged almost, like, it was around 9 points a girl, so that was exciting.
Absolutely, and then going into the outdoor season, you become an Elite 90 award finalist as well. You also getting it done in the classroom along with getting it done on the track. How you're able to balance the time?
I just have great coaches that work with my schedule really well. And, yeah, I great professors who, if I miss class, they work with me to make up work. So that's awesome.
Now, you were the Ken B. Jones Award winner last year. Any other nerves that you have this year coming in, possibly being a two-timer?
Just nervous speaking in front of people.
Absolutely. Hey, Natalie O'Keefe here joining us. She is one of the 2017 Ken B. Jones Awards finalists.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Lindsay Letow of Central Missouri and Tyler Paul of Emporia State were both Ken B. Jones Award winners during their career. This year, they were added to the list of MIAA Hall of Famers.
Welcome into the 2017 MIAA Awards Banquet, as I'm pleased to be joined right now by one of the 2017 Hall of Fame inductees, Lindsay Leto from Central Missouri, track and field athlete. You had such a great career that was very much a lot of accolades for you. Talk about your years as a Jenny track and field athlete.
Yeah, I knew right away I wanted to come to a school where I could be involved in a lot. I loved the atmosphere for track and field at Central Missouri. I knew I wanted to do the heptathlon, and I knew in the MIAA at a D2 school I'd be able to be involved in a lot of other things and keep my focus on academics while competing as an athlete and being involved in a lot of other extracurricular things.
Now, talk about, you had a couple national championships to your record as well. Talk about just the growth you had from your freshman year to where you got to being a national champion.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely delayed gratification. Learning to slowly keep working and reap the benefits later. I think it was so enjoyable every day at training with teammates and with the atmosphere for track and field at Central Missouri that it was pretty easy to keep working hard and stay dedicated with all the support I had, and it really paid off.
Now, certainly you guys had a lot of success while you were at UCM, but that success has continued in the previous years here. Talk about being a UCM track athlete and being able to tell people about all the great stuff they're doing now. That's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. Never would I have imagined that I would have been in a position to continue training professionally for as long as I have. And a lot of what I learned as a student athlete prepared me for that, to be able to keep going and apply what I learned later on. So
now, Lindsay, last thing here for you. Obviously, you couldn't have gotten to where you were without some great people behind you and in your corner. I'm just going to give you the floor here to thank whoever you need to.
I have to thank my parents. They kind of got me into track at a really young age, and I did youth club track growing up, and that kind of set the foundation for a lot of the events within the HEP that I was able to do, and they encouraged me to be involved in a lot and, you know, go somewhere to continue with athletics, and especially they've continued to support my dream to continue as a professional athlete afterwards, and their support has just been wonderful. Not everybody has parents who are able to help them like mine have helped me. I have to thank Kip Janvrin, of course, my coach, who will always be my coach and a very special and dear friend to me, for all his coaching and support for my life, and all the other coaches at Central Missouri who helped me while I was there, and school administrators and people who worked hard to put my name in the hat for a lot of really cool awards.
All right, Lindsay, thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome into the 2017 MIAA Awards Ceremony, as I'm pleased to be joined right now by one of the 2017 Hall of Fame inductees. Tyler Paul was a running back at Emporia State. Tyler, thank you for joining us. What does this honor mean to you?
It's an incredible honor. I mean, looking back, just from an individual perspective, it's an incredible honor, but just what we accomplished as a team and just being able to be here today with all the other inductees, it's almost surreal.
Now, you were an All-American your senior year. Talk about some of the great teams that you guys had and what able to you have your success as a running back.
Well, yeah, kind of going back to the team aspect of this. Is this edible?
Yeah. Oh, it's all good. No worries.
I will stay focused on the Kenby Jones piece.
No, I expect that. You're right.
sorry. I just screwed all this up. Right.
Reiterate the question again.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. No, we're good. Do it again. Sorry.
No worries. So you were an All-American your senior year. Talk about that great team and what you guys were able to accomplish on the ground.
Yeah, you know, like I said in an interview earlier, I think, you know, a lot of that started our junior year. We kind of put the pieces together, and we ended up winning the Mineral Water Bowl, and that kind of flowed over to the next year and really helped us, you know, take that next step. And then we had a great senior year. We made the national playoffs, and, you know, I think there were a lot of personal. Sorry, I'm watching. You guys are going to kill me.
That's all right.
Well,
we'll do it one more time. I'm going to get this right.
All right. Hey, so
time to start.
No, I don't. And that's, but I keep on visualizing everything. I should have.
That's all right.
Okay. Well,
ready? Yeah. Okay. So you were an All-American your senior season. Talk about that great team and what you guys were able to accomplish on the ground.
Yeah, we had a really good team my senior year. I think it started on my junior year and before that, but we really kind of built into that senior year after the Mineral Water Bowl win we had. You know, that senior year we had a great quarterback, great offensive line, a really good defense. And, you know, as a running back, I think when you look at my stats and stuff, it's a team sport. And obviously I couldn't have done that with a great offensive line, great fullback. And, you know, they opened up some big holes for me, and I try to take advantage of them.
Now, you were a Ken B. Jones Award winner yourself. Talk about being the great honor of having that Ken B. Jones Award under your name and, you know, what it has done for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible honor. You know, when you look at the Ken B. Jones Award and the academic piece of it, you know, I always tried to, you know, I gave 110% when I was playing football. I played hard every down, whether it was practice or in the game, and I tried to use what I learned on the field and apply that in the classroom too. And so, you know, that the Ken B. Jones Award was almost as important as the other awards I got because it also illustrated the fact that I was able to get it done in the classroom too.
Now, for you to be an award final or an MIAA Hall of Famer tonight, you certainly couldn't have got there without some of the people around you. I'm going to give you the floor to thank whoever you'd like.
Yeah, obviously, I'd like to start by thanking my parents. They've supported me through thick and thin. They've always been there for me. The rest of my family, my brothers, I think they take a lot of credit in everything I've accomplished, you know, because I'm the youngest brother, and they toughened me up when I was younger. But, you know, going all the way back to my high school coaches and especially college coaches and the, you know, the administrators there. And then obviously, last but not least, my teammates. I mean, you don't stand up here in a game of, you know, and get this sort of award without playing on a good team and playing with other good players. So I think they share in this honor, you know, almost as much as I do. So I'd like to thank them and, you know, thank them for let me play with them and the great memories they helped me create.
That sounds good to me. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it, and best of luck and congratulations.
Thank you.
Emily Dearman, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I got it right.
That's it for this week's Insider, and we will go on our summer hiatus starting next week. We'll join you again after Football Media Day on August the 1st. Thanks for listening to the MIAA Insider, brought to you by Pittcraft Printing, the official printer of the MIAA, and also by Hasty Awards, the official awards provider of the MIAA.